Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation, the restaurant guest experience podcast, where I talk to industry experts to get their strategies and tactics you can use to create a five-star guest experience. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, a two-question SMS-based real-time guest feedback platform that helps restaurants measure and improve their guest experience. Learn more at ovationup.com. And today, I hope you are buckled up and ready to have some fun, because we have the co-founder and CEO of Pinstripes, which is bowling, bocce, and restaurant experience. And they've got locations in Maryland, Ohio, Texas, Connecticut, Kansas, Illinois, Minnesota, DC, California, coming soon to Florida and New Jersey, which basically means, Dale, you got everywhere but Utah. When are you coming to Utah? That's my question.
Hey, soon enough.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, Dale. Appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
So let's jump into this a little bit, because this is, for someone who hasn't been there, hasn't been to Pinstripes, how do you explain it?
So we are a very unique combination of high quality cuisine and entertainment. In our case, entertainment is bowling and bocce. And everything we do is to go back to the future and let people gather and connect in the good old-fashioned way, with quality food and spending time together with each other. So that in a nutshell encapsulates what we do and was the initial vision 33 years ago and then 17 years ago when we opened the first location.
And I also see it's you have events going on there. You'll have weddings that'll happen there. So you've been able to create a great experience, not just for individuals, but groups, which is awesome.
And no, correct. Our venues are big. So they're 25 to 35,000 square feet. So yes, we both are a traditional restaurant entertainment, but also our private event business. We do over 1,000 events a year, each location, social, corporate, weddings, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, team building events. So yes, that private event side of our business, that's nearly half our business, is a critically important ingredient to what we do.
And do you guys do anything off-prem? Is there any third party? Is there any delivery, any catering?
We do some. We certainly do through Olo third-party delivery. And then we also do some catering, delivery of mostly breakfast, lunch to some of our corporate clients and customers. Correct.
Got it. And so going back, what do you wish when you first started this restaurant, this experience, really? What do you wish you would have known then that you know now? What would a wiser Dale tell the young and scrappy Dale?
A wiser Dale. We opened in 2007, 2008, in the infamous somewhat financial crisis was just about a year later. So a wiser Dale, we would have raised a little more capital in the early days to just have an even stronger balance sheet back, call it 17 years ago, because you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we navigated just fine at the time, but a wiser Dale would have done that.
Yeah, I think very few people regret raising just a little bit more. I mean, maybe not double or triple amount, but just a little bit more. You know,
yeah, not double or triple. That can get too dilutive and complicated. But yeah, beauty's in the eye of the beholder as to what a little bit more, but a little more, yes.
And looking back, when you look at, you know, the impetus of this, what was it that made you want to start Pinstripes?
Well, I grew up in Cleveland. I bowled as a small kid, enjoyed bowling, leagues with friends, certainly took dates bowling as the years went on. After business school, I spent 4 years in Manhattan, late 80s, and I was going to buy a bowling alley in 1989, 33 some years ago, with two friends on the Upper West Side, having a pinstripe suit to connote an upscale image, because even back then, we were going to do bowling with quality food. And do something different. So that was the germ of the idea and then got busy, didn't do it, waited about 15, 20 years, kept an eye on the space and finally said, life's too short. After I started a few other businesses, said, let's finally do it. And so we've been doing it for almost 18 years now.
And was your first location in Ohio?
No, I grew up in Cleveland, but no, I was living in Boulder, Colorado for 17 years. So I'm one of the few people that left Boulder to move to Chicago, which is where we started Pinstripes.
Oh, got it. I guess Boulder was a little bit too warm for you, huh? So you wanted to move up to Chicago.
No, Boulder's beautiful. And we used to do mountain biking trips in Moab, speaking of Utah. No, I wanted a city in Chicago where I knew we could do more than one location. And there was quality restaurateurs. Brunswick, our bowling partner at the time, was based in Lake Forest. So for a variety of reasons, greater Chicago made sense to launch the business. And our flagship location, where I'm sitting today, is in the suburbs of Chicago.
And we love Chicago. There's so many great trade shows and events, and so many of our good friends are up there. So we go up to Chicago quite a bit to go visit because there's just so many, there's so much happening in the food and bev space there in Chicago.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and especially if you have a spare few days to go to the NRA show, it's a phenomenal show, recommend it to everyone. I would just also recommend keep a spare day on the tail end just to try to get out. Yeah, it takes about a day waiting for your Uber at the end of that show. But
right. So no, our downtown Chicago location is very close to the convention center. So myself and our team, we've been a number of times to the NRA show.
Well, this year we're going to have to make a trip to Pinstripes, though, because I have not had the privilege of going yet. So excited. And you guys do a great job. Like, your website, by the way, it is such a good job of putting you in the experience and showing you different things that you can do there. So anyway, I think great job on that website.
Thanks.
You know, the guest experience starts there. It starts with the website, but that's not where it ends. And so looking at the journey of the guest experience, what do you think is the most important aspect of guest experience nowadays?
Well, I mean, the term experiential is real. So our guest, our customer, certainly in the face of what we refer to as the Amazon effect. So all of the online purchasing and some of the challenges that's put on traditional retail or malls or developments, you can't replicate spending quality time together online.
Yeah.
So the magic is to create an environment, and we try to do it well, to create an environment that people can just enjoy themselves and celebrate and enjoy the company of others and connect. And mind you, you know, when I started the business 2007, May, when we opened our first location, to put in context, the iPhone was introduced 2 months later. So all the vision of connecting and going back to the future, that was just accentuated with the lack of real true connectivity of people because of technology. And then COVID certainly made that even more real. I mean, people can only Zoom so often. So to crystallize and answer your question, true connections is what we try to deliver in all kinds of ways. That's the key.
I Dale, I think that is such a great idea because we talk about this all the time. And when I go around and do trainings on guest experience, you know, it starts with convenience. It's got to be something that's the effort to go there is not, the experience is better than the effort, right? My expectations of what I'm going to have is going to exceed the effort to go. And then the next level up is about consistency. If I go into Pinstripes one time and have a great experience, and I go the next time and have a terrible experience, chances are I'm not going to be super excited to go that third time. But then the highest rung is all about connection, and connection to those around you, connection to the staff, connection to the brand. Speaking of Apple, they've done a great job standing for something, and people connect with that. If the camera's facing the other way, as can be seen by like my 15, 20 Apple things that are in my office right now, right? But all of that comes down to a whole bunch of little things that you do well. And so what are some tactics that you've used to improve the guest experience over the years? You know, you've been doing this for a while. You've opened up a bunch of locations. You're opening up. You have 5 more coming soon right now. What are some things that you've learned along the way, some tactics you've used to improve the guest experience?
Well, one of our first board members was Jack Greenberg. Jack's the former CEO of McDonald's. And Jack shared with me 16, 17 years ago that in any business, you want a cue. You want to cue the guest to feel or think different things. So take Pinstripes. It starts with our door handles. So our door handles are rustic iron to cue that you're coming into something different and special, not just a chain and not something sterile. Our front doors, we don't do turnstile. You wouldn't come into someone's home and go through kind of a hotel turnstile. You would come in through doors. You walk into Pinstripes and there's fresh flowers behind the front desk to cue quality. There's socks that we hand out at the front desk for bowling to cue that we just do it a little differently. The quality of music that's played, the level of music that doesn't interrupt volume-wise people speaking with each other. The lighting needs to be just soft enough to set the tone. The smell of the venue. You know, if you walk into a scratch kitchen, you smell food because we've been prepping food since 7 or 8 in the morning. You don't smell floor cleaning product. So all of those cues, and then the design elements, and then the attire of our team members with lavender shirts are all to create cues and overall experience that suggests sophisticated fun. And that for us is true north. And so everything we do is to cue that in all the different ways that we can.
So who is someone in the food and bev industry that you think is just doing a crack up job, someone who deserves an ovation, someone that we should be following?
Well, I have tremendous respect for the Hillstone Group, Houston Restaurant Group, tremendous respect for George and who's the founder, but for what that group has done. The first person that I hired 18 years ago, Chris, our COO, spent 13 plus years with Hillstone. So I give Hillstone Group tremendous kudos for quality of food, service, overall execution. I've got tremendous respect for them.
Yeah, the Hillstone Group, they've done some incredible things over there. You aren't the first one to shout them out. Nor will you be the last. I'm really impressed with what they're doing.
I suspect not. Yeah.
And where do people go to learn more about Pinstripes? And I don't know if there's anywhere that you post your personal musings. Where can we go to follow some of your wisdom, Dale?
Mostly online. I mean, our website. On occasion, I'll post something on our Instagram page. Much the same. On occasion, I'll pen or post something. And our team does the same constantly, our chefs and a lot of our team members. So and any flavor one wants about our brand, website, Instagram, Facebook, and the best flavor is come into our venue and, pun intended, eat the food and enjoy our phenomenal wine and taste it and experience it.
Awesome. Well, Dale, for showing us how to dress up and live it up and connect in Pinstripes, today's ovation goes to you. Appreciate you joining us and giving ovation.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Zach. And I'll see you at Pinstripes soon.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite place to listen. We're all about feedback here. Again, this episode was sponsored by Ovation, a 2-question SMS-based actionable guest feedback platform built for multi-unit restaurants. If you'd like to learn how we can help you measure and create a better guest experience, visit us at ovationup.com.